You're listening to the audio production of Hidden Audio Bible Studies by Allison Allen, published by Harper Christian Resources and presented by the author. These audio studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, this production includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
For a quarter of a century, my family and I had traveled the long distance from our Tennessee home to gather at the blustery Barrier Islands off the east coast of North Carolina, lovingly known as the Outer Banks. Dotted by towns with unusual names like Nag's Head and Killdevil Hills, the Outer Banks had always been a place of refuge for my family and me. For years, we had walked the bends of hidden beaches, our feet instinctively knowing where the unpredictable Atlantic waters were likely to break and how far we were from the sturdiness of the Body Lighthouse. There was a particular year, however, when we found ourselves at the Outer Banks unsure of how many steps we were from sturdy. Our metaphoric sails had been shot through. Our family had been through a storm of life circumstances, and we felt anchorless in a squalling sea. During those desperate days, every feeling was sharp, hitting us like glass shards borne up on a sudden frigid gust. But on we went, hoping for healing with every next footfall.
On the last day of vacation, my husband and I walked the beaches one last time. A few steps in, I stopped and sharply pulled back, thinking that I was about to step on a dead brown pufferfish. I bent over and I exclaimed, "That's a whole shell." Jonathan bent over and his incredulity matched mine. Now this might seem odd on the face of it, but finding shells, whole shells on the Outer Banks is a little bit strange. This beach, these wild waters of the Atlantic are known to smash shells to shattered shards. The only complete shells that I have ever found on my beachcombing expeditions have been tiny. But y'all, this one was different. Altogether, aside from being a whole whelk shell, another unusual attribute struck me. Its color. The whorls of this whelk were lovely and dark. Streaks of black, gray, and yellow streamed, brushed upon its curling contours. Usually shells like the one I was looking at are stark white, but this specimen, it looked like it was a midnight sky rounded out by...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?